Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
So I want us to talk about this morning, builders are fighters. Say, builders are fighters. Say, build, fight. Build, fight. Are you fighters this morning? Builders, are you fighters this morning? Are you fighters this morning? I want to see radical fighters this morning. Hallelujah. And your amen will encourage me. Amen. Your amen will encourage me. Say, fighter, don't lose your sword. Just imagine approaching war without any weapon. You are dead. So don't lose your sword. There is a danger. See, hamba nabantu abaningi, they are not carrying their swords. There is a danger. And before you can die, mtana sekhaya, I want to encourage you this morning to take your sword. Lawo ilahle khona isword yakho. I want you to take your sword. Mhlambe ngiyanthusa. Niyazibuza ukuthi which sword am I talking about? Don't worry. Sisahamba. Hallelujah. So sizofunda Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 18. Nehemiah 4 verse 18. Uthi ending yasifakela. Every one of the builders had his sword gathered at his side as he built. And the one who sounded the trumpet was beside me. Amen. So Nehemiah was building, rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. But as he was building, there was someone who was furious. Abimelech and Tobiah was very furious because of the work that they were doing, because of rebuilding. Umfundisi spoke last time, what if you are building, Satan is not happy. He is not happy when you go back to school. After uyekelile isikolo for years, Satan is not happy. Now uyeke umsebenzi uthi uqala ibusiness, Satan is asking, oh, abantu bayabuza ukuthi, what are you doing? Ungathi bowena isalary enhle kangaka. So what are you doing? Why uyekela umsebenzi uqala ibusiness? It's because they don't understand what you are doing, and Satan will use them to discourage you. When you stand up and say ngiyofuna umsebenzi, Satan won't be happy. And there are people who will tell you, hi, ngcono uyothengisa amatamati khoneni. So Satan won't be happy, bazalwane. When you usindiswa nje uthi I'm deciding to be born again, Satan won't be happy. Abantu bazokubalela and say after a few days, after a few months, after a few years, you will never claim that you are born again. Because Satan knows that you are dangerous and you are building and fighting at the same time. So people will discourage you now and then. When you try to go to school believing God at tertiary and say, yes, anginamali but ngitholile registration, let me go to school, people will laugh at you. Let me take it to another level. Now share leyo boyfriend, your friends will say, what are you doing? Because when fanelan. You know, but because you know that you are building, you know that you are building, you won't be discouraged. But you won't be discouraged if you do not lose the sword. Do not lose the sword. Because Tobias are there to stand against you. Satan is using them. Satan, Satan will use people. Satan will use circumstances. Satan will use everything emandleni wakhe to discourage you. But I'm saying, let's fight. Remember no Jesu walwa ngesword. Afastile, wes. afastile wese bekangekho enyameni uJesu bekasemoyeni bekafastile but uSathane weza wamlinga and amlinga so Jesus fought with the word of God with the sword of the spirit. I guess you got your answer. Yeah, do not lose the sword. Hallelujah. So the enemy will discourage you. You will hear things now and then. Ukuthi you will never make it. There's no way, as is Shilo. Ukuthi God is making a way. But Satan will say, there's no way. You will never get married. You will never get rich. You will never build your marriage. Your marriage is in ruin. That's Satan for you. Satan will say you are useless. You are nothing. There's nothing. You know there's nothing that you can do. You know you are shy. You can't do whatever. But don't lose your sword. Because your sword will keep you standing. Amen. And what is the sword? Abanye bayitholile answer. Say the sword. The word of God. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17 uti, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Say, I'm taking the sword. Okay, let's pray, Bazalwane. Thank you, God, for the reading of your word. Thank you that you shall continue to speak to us, oh God. Thank you for the sword that you are giving us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So the sword is the word of God. So the Bible says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So once you lose the word of God, you are losing the sword. Sicabanga ukuthi why bazalwane kunama devotions. Sicabanga ukuthi why kumele si attend wire or now and then si attend ama services, si attend ama trainings. It's because we are taking the sword. We don't want to fight without the sword. We don't want to build without the sword because we realize ukuthi Satan is not happy when we are building. He's trying to destroy. So we are taking the sword, which is the word of God. Amen. So we know, Bazalwane, when you are a warrior, the sword is the word of God. And in Bible, faith comes by hearing and hearing from the word of God. So it means if you lack the sword, you lack the shield. You lack the shield and you are exposing yourself to the enemy. He will continue to fire his darts. He will continue to discourage you. But if you don't have a shield of faith that comes through the word of God, then you are going to be defeated. Come December, we'll be asking, what have you built? And there will be no results. So don't lose your sword. You will hear that now and then. Don't use your sword. How to keep the sword. Mhlambe siyazibuza, hey, I don't want to lose this sword. What can I do to keep this sword? James chapter 1 verse 22, uti, but he be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. There are instructions that we receive, Bazalwane, now and then. Amen. Unkulunkulu uti, or uJesu uti, my sheep knows my voice, and they hear my voice, and they do what I say. I usually hear people, they know the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, you know. We even pray about that, but do you hear the word of God? Because if you are not hearing the word of God, then you do not belong to Jesus as a sheep. You don't belong to God. You can say, "Ngomlomo wakho, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But guess what? The Lord is not your shepherd, you shall lack. Because now, Bazalwane, we have to keep the sword. And we hear it by ability. You are my friends if you do whatever that I command you. You are my friends. If you want to be a friend of God, do what the Lord is telling you to do. Unkulunkulu uyakhuluma, Bazalwane. Amen. Sometimes we expect unkulunkulu ukuthi akhulume ngezinye indlela. I was saying prayer, you know, ngendlela esi expect unkulunkulu akhulume ngayo. Nangaqala akhulume siyobaleka sonke. ngalendlela leyo because sifuna kudume endlini umfundisi unokusho na ngizwe ni nginguJehova va you know those things and you will run away after hearing that but uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma and he whispers at times. Most of the time he whispers bazalwane uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma after being born again uMoya ngcwele uhlala kuwe and God speaks. Amen. And uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma ngendlela eziningi. God can speak even here esontweni uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma giving us instructions at all times. Do you do what the Lord that the Lord is telling us or do you ignore the word of God? Sometimes we are ignoring people. We are ignoring our spiritual parents when they say, come, let's gather. Come for Ignite experience. Come for new believers experience. We think, no, we are ignoring them. Let me tell you, you are ignoring God. God wants to speak, but you are ignoring God. If you don't read those devotions in the morning, you are ignoring God. If you don't read your Bible, you are ignoring God. You are ignoring God. You are dropping your salt. Your sword, and you will fall, and you will be defeated. Hallelujah. If you don't listen, lawo masemon ungawalaleli, lawo bakhona, or ungafuna masemon unganandaba nje noNkulunkulu. If, you know, relationship, good relationships, siyibuilda a communication. If we don't communicate, we won't have a relationship. We won't have a relationship, so we must communicate. For us to have a relationship, for us to have a relationship with God, we have to communicate. So we have to make sure that we search for God. We come closer to God. You know, God is always speaking, but people are too far to hear. They are very far to hear. You can't hear the voice of God because you are too far from God. And I was saying, you know, in the morning, eklasini ku I connect, that you know, sometimes you say uNkulunkulu akakhulumi, but you say, you know, kunomuntu ongiphathe kabi, and then ngezwa ngafuna ukumthuka, and ngezwa into ithi ngingamthuki. Akusiyinto. God is speaking to you. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you, and do not harden your hearts when you hear that voice. Hallelujah. So hearing the voice of God is so important, bazalwane. Amen. If you keep this word, kunama benefits azoba khona. If you keep this word, iBhayibheli lithi, it shall be well with you. Do you want things to be well? Keep the sword. Hallelujah. You will be blessed. Bayingakho abantu abafuna isibusiso baze basifune ngendlela wrong. Okay, akusiyini, yes. Ufuna lesi si right. Sibaningi esifuna isibusiso bazalwana. In such a way ukuthi now when you speak about doing the will of God and doing that and that and issuing an instruction from God, abantu they don't want to listen. But if you say God is gonna bless you, then the house kuzozwakala. People bazomuveka. Ayikho into emuva abantu njengesibusiso. But they don't want to do the will of God. Now, sisibusiso sifunayo. Thatha isword. And you will see the blessing of God. Hallelujah. God will manifest himself to you. Uyamdinga uNkulunkulu ukuthi avele empilweni yakho. Take the sword, which is the word of God. Don't lose your sword. And God will show up. uNkulunkulu khona konke. Do we know that? He's everywhere. Like everywhere. Nala ucabanga khona, God is everywhere. But akazimanifesti. Uzimanifesta, uzozimanifesta empilweni yakho. Uzoza umuntu nakafakaza athi, ngimbonile uNkulunkulu. It's because umuntu unerelationship with God. And he's carrying the sword. He's not losing the sword. But sometimes abantu abakhuluma abanye mhlambe bayazibuza ukuthi which God are you talking about? Because nami I'm born again, but I can't see ukuthi ubani lo uNkulunkulu enikhuluma ngaye. I can't see God manifesting himself as my provider. I can't see God manifesting. You know, sometimes we Christians, you know, God is saying, give and it shall be given unto you. God is saying to us, give tithes and offerings. And we are here praying. praying for God to make us rich. Yes, it's right, but you must give. God said you must give. So you are dropping your sword. You think you'll be okay. You won't be okay. You won't be rich. God will not manifest himself to you as your provider. You won't see God. You will hear about millions. You won't see them. You will hear about thousands. You won't see them. You will hear about billions. You won't see them. And you'll be asking yourself, God is not the respecter of men, but it is up to you to activate whatever that is in store. Angithi bazalwane na unekhathi unemali, awuhlali nekhathi uthi nginemali. Uthi nginemali nje. You have to withdraw. Withdraw. But you can't withdraw. God can't manifest himself because faith comes by hearing. We withdraw by faith. But hearing, we are doers of the word. We are not just hearers. Faith comes by hearing. But abantu abane faith, they do what the Lord is telling them. If you believe that you are going to be rich, give more. Give more. Hallelujah. So we must just take the sword and not lose the sword. God will walk before you. You know, you walk without God. We walk without God, approaching the enemy. Just imagine, we left God behind. Who's going to fight for us? Because God said he is mighty and strong in battle. God is mighty and strong in battle. Who's going to fight for you if you leave God behind? If you leave the word, you leave God. That's why the Bible says in the beginning there was a word and the word was with God. Because now you take God, you take the word. So it's because we are living the sword. So if you want to see God, do what the Lord is telling you. Hallelujah. Genesis 3, verse 8. Genesis. So bazalwane la ngizolanda story. I want you to go with me. Amen. Khona la esizoya khona afterwards. Amen. And they heard ubani loyo u Adam and Eve. I'm glad I feel accommodated this morning. Mr. Malefo uthe Amos because manje abantu bathi apple thina sithi apple abantu bakudala. So we thank God we feel accommodated. Amen. Now uthi apple bathi apple. So nalana ke kuno Adam na ufuna o kuno Adam o kuno Eve. Amen. Yeah, bathi kuno Eva liyasinda lezwakala nalinjalo. Amen. Kube beku abantu basezweni ngabe bathi imbokodo owesifazane. Yeah, mina ngisho njalo bazalwane. Intamo. Angazi yani yenhloko ne? I'm not sure. Let go la love. Amen. But mina ngisho njalo ne. Nomfundisa akasho njalo noma akasho njalo. So Genesis 3 verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking. I voice yakhe yahamba bazalwane. Hey, kunesimanga la. The voice of God was walking in the garden, in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. If voice kan kulunkulu yahamba, uAdam noEva bazifihlile. Kushukuthini? The voice of the Lord is walking. But they are in the same place. They are stuck there. Because the voice is walking. They are no longer walking with the voice. Ekaleni, I believe they were walking with the voice. Begum nandi, they were enjoying bazalane. There were trees all over. There was just only one tree. Ebekungamelanga badle kuyo. They were enjoying. They're cool. You know the coolness, bazalane. You know you are cool. Say you are cool. You know, it was cool. It was cool. And they were supposed to enjoy and walk in the garden. But in the end, they are no longer walking in the garden. Kukhona umuntu ebekabasahlela. And that is Satan himself. And you know what to Satan nakabasahlela yini into ayenzile? You will see he took the sword. He took what the Lord told them. Ukuthi if they can lose this, they will never enjoy what the Lord has prepared for them. And because of that, sometimes uNkulunkulu nakasitshela ukuthi yekani lokhu, yenzani lokhu, we think uNkulunkulu uyas deprive, we think God is unfair, we think God aka understand, or we sometimes we even think ukuthi umfundisi aka understand, uma umfundisi aka understand, hayi ubani bani aka understand, I can't leave this, I can't do that, angeke ngize ngikhona ukuyekela lento. But let me tell you, you are losing the sword. And you know what happened? Usathane nje ubakhohlisa ngesihlahla esiwa. Just bazalwane, how many trees are there in the world? How many fruits are there in the world? Ungazi uphazanyiswa ifruit nje i1. A1 nje ifruit bazalwane. Uyekele zonke zonke zonke. And usathane ayithathi focus yakhe ayibeke kule fruit a1. Athi ungayenjoy lama fruits, enjoya le a1 wena, bheka le. One fruit. And then a fruit, bazalwane, because if nakaqeda ukudeceive uSathane azange ayidla i1, wafuna ukudla nabanye. Hayi abantu bayathanda ukudla nabanye abantu. Hayi bayathanda. Bayathanda ukustrike, abastrikele izinto enzabo. UNkulunkulu sekathe, don't do this. Umuntu athi hayi, dala safika la wosa. Let's do this. You will survive. You won't survive. You are enjoying one fruit. USathane ukwenze wa focus esihlahleni si1. Ama fruits akhona. Let me tell you, akakuthandi uzokushiya. After enjoying uzokushiya. And you know what? Nakabashiya basibona ukuthi ah, we are naked. Let's go and hide ourselves. You'll be hidden, mtanasekhaya. Instead of displaying the glory of God, you'll be hidden. When abantu bathi siyambona uNkulunkulu, but abantu wena bazothi nabakubona baboni fruit. A1. You won't glorify God. Abanye nawuthi uyabashumayeza ekhaya bathi hayi angeke. Sinayo nomsa, the way aphila ngakhona, we will never receive God. You are not glorifying God. Babhekele fruit a1. And do you know uNkulunkulu ukubekela izinto ezinhle kanjani? Bekela izinto ezinhle uNkulunkulu. Abazali bami bangangishayi. But yazi mhlambe na ungayeka leyo boyfriend ungashada. Uyazibambezela. You've been here for too long. Awumboni uNkulunkulu uyazibambezela. Those who are doing the will of God, I'm telling you, and you are not fools. You are carrying the sword. You know you are building. Noma kunzima, sometimes you feel lonely. Continue. Carry the sword. Don't drop your sword. Your sword, because you are building. You understand you are building your life. You don't have time for boyfriends. You are building your life. Hallelujah. I'll rather take this sword, bazalwane. Ngilale nayo nasebusuku. I know that, hey. Ke kwaba nezimo ezinzima bengisacabanga this morning in my life. Kunzima. In such a way yokuthi bengilala ngingadlanga ebusuku. And I was tired of asking for bread or for money or for a meal ebantwini. I was like, God, I'm tired. And ngahlala 3 days without eating. Hayi ngoba bengifastile. Benganakudla. And I didn't say, where is God? I remember it was Friday, I went to youth service. Bekungakabi a flame experience, we thank God. Kaya ku youth service. Saturday ngavuka, ngathatha isikhiya ngayohlina esontweni. Ngo 3 ngathatha the prayer. Ngo 6, if I'm not mistaken, rehearsal. Attend rehearsal. Ngathi hayi uNkulunkulu ngimdumisile namhlanje. Maybe I will get something. God will provide. Nothing. Kwafika ngalala bazalwane. And I was crying. But from nowhere nje I shifted my eyes kule ndaba yokulamba. Then ngaspend isikhathi noNkulunkulu. Ngafunda iBhayibheli bazalwane ngezwa ubukhona bakaNkulunkulu ngenye indlela emangalisayo. I even forgot ukuthi anginakudla and ngilambile. Ngafila, you know, as if uNkulunkulu kubambile. And in fact, a miracle happened that day, but angengize ngene deep. You know, I was praising God, I was worshiping God, I was so happy, I was rejoicing, as uNkulunkulu asho. So kube ngihambile ngayobamba ifruit le. Ngakhohlwa uNkulunkulu la. Angazi bengizokwenzakalana. Ngangcono bamba isort, which is the word of God. Don't lose the word of God. If it takes you, bazalwane, ukuthi ungalale ebusuku. You know, sometimes when you read the word of God, ufunda uzuzu ukuthi ngathi akustopeki. Continue. Read. Noma ungafunda ulale ngo-2, noma ungalala ngo-4, noma ungalala ngo-5. Continue, because you are taking your sword and you will conquer. There's no victory without battle. Without any battle, there's no victory. That's why we are fighting. So I pray, may God raise young people who are carrying a sword. Not something else that I won't say. Ukuthi yini. Amen. So ngisese kuphi ngila. So let's walk with the voice. I was saying you will be hidden. You won't glorify God. You will be limited. Because now they were limited. You will be limited as a Christian if you don't do what the Lord is telling you to do. Noma kungabukeka kukuncane kangakanani. If God is saying sacrifice, give that money, do it. If God is saying rejoice, rejoice. Because if you do that, you won't be limited. Hallelujah. There will be no limitations. So there are Tobias as you are building. Amen. So kancane nje. Kancane, I want to go. Again, hamba nam, ungangilahlekeli. Mhlamba niboni kahle ne? Kodwa ngizangixolela. Esther ne? By the way, I'm Esther. Esther chapter 2 verse 7 to 8. And he brought up Hadassah. That is Esther. His uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful. Whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. Mordecai wamthatha Esther because bekaseya iorphan. So it came to pass when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan. You see, bazalwane, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, the king's commandment was heard. He decreed a thing. And khona abantu abazwile bahamba ukuyofuna uEsther namanye amantombazana because uKing bekasakhulumile ukuthi hambani, go and gather them. Kuka ingakho uNkulunkulu athi go and gather them. Are we together? Siyakhumbula? uNkulunkulu uthe go and gather the harvest. The harvest is ready. And let me tell you, we are here because we are gathered, Nati. Now, usibona sinje si harvest. Khona abantu uNkulunkulu waplanta, bahamba bona bayovuna, sabuya thina. So, akukhathalekile ukuthi ubuya kusiphi isimo and ubani. UEsther was an orphan. But naye he was gathered. She was gathered. Ukuthi naye eze. Azovela phambi kwenkosi. So if uyasindiswa, you are being gathered. And we'll continue. Amen. We'll continue in this house to gather abo Esther lapha ngaphandle. Hallelujah. We'll continue to preach the gospel, bazalwane. Ku J316, I know that we will continue to preach. Ngama crusade, we will continue to preach because we have heard the word of the Lord. UNkulunkulu ukhulumile usikhomandile. And we are going to gather the harvest. And take note, we are the harvest. we are gathered. So ngamanye amagama bayasithatha kodwa basiyuzi. So hey, bazalwane nizenza, hey. Hayi nisindiswe kakhulu, asikisina, you know. You are sanctified, holy Jesus. Kodwa khona abaziki ukuthi ngikhuluma ngani. Yey, khona abantu abayuzwayo la ngaphandle. Baba, they gather people just to use them, just for them to benefit. Abanandaba nama souls. But we gather people of God because we love to do the will of God. And God has commanded us. We are not here, bazalwane, or we have not called you or preached to you because sifuna ukukuyusa. Asifuni even nokuyusa imali yakho, but uNkulunkulu ofuna ukukubusisa na ulethe imali ukuthi bese uba rich. Don't worry, we don't have hidden agendas in this house. We don't have hidden agendas. So we are here. We are being gathered. It doesn't matter ukuthi uphuma phi. It doesn't matter ukuthi wenzeni, because there's no condemnation kulaba baku Jesu Christ. It does not matter. It does not matter. Noma yini mntana sekhaya, noma yini, noma ungabe ubulele, it's fine. Izono zakho susiwe. You are here, God is going to use you. Esther, God is going to use you. Can I call you Esther this morning? Esther, God is going to use you. God is going to use you, not us. God is going to use you. Amen. So, nibonile mara bazalwane. Eish. That's how we define abantu. You know, iBhayibheli lane lithi, for she had neither no father no mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful. Ayistatanga ngokuthi the maid was fair and beautiful, but istate ngokuthi bekayi orphan. UNkulunkulu usibonisa something lapho ukuthi esikhathini esiningi isconcentrate kule zinto ezinegative kakhulu before we can see izinto ezipositive. So siyazi ukuthi usuka happy, kwenzakalani ngawe history, and even people know bayakufungela ukuthi you will never make it because of your past. Don't allow your past to keep you. Take your sword. Let's build. Amen. So I, and then love verse 8. So it came to pass when the king's commandment, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan, the palace, to the custody of Haggai. Say, Haggai. Mina ngithi, hey, guy. That Esther was brought also unto the king's house to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the woman. So Esther was guided by this servant of the king. Amtshela ukuthi kumele enzeni, yabo kwenzakalani, so that azomprepare for inkosi. And Haggai, symbolizer, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ngaleso sikhathi nakamtshela bekamprepare ukuthi ayavela before the presence of the Lord. So if we hear God, we are being prepared, bazalwane. And do you know, naka appear Esther before the presence of the Lord, what receive favor? Do you want favor? Allow the Holy Spirit to speak. Noma use umuntu, noma use sermon, noma use ingoma, noma use ini, but allow God to speak so that you can be prepared for the king and so that you can receive favor from God. So allow God to speak in your life as Haggai. So into engiyithandayo ngo Esther ukuthi God used her out of all women laba abanye, because we receive favor, God used her. And there was this guy, I call him, it's Haman, ne? Or Haman, Haman if ubuya kuleya generation yetu. Mara ngithi mina Haman. Haman. He was a very naughty man, used by the enemy. He wanted to kill Jews, and Esther was part of those Jews. So yeah, I summarize. So he wanted to kill Jews. So nakafuna ukubulala amaJews, Esther had to stand in a gap for amaJews ku enkosini, and because of that Jews were saved. Hallelujah. So I want to say bazalwane la uphuma khona uNkulunkulu ufuna ukusindisa abantu. Akafuna ukusindisa uyiwani uNkulunkulu, but ufuna ukusindisa abantu through wena. All we have to do ukuthi singaalawi uHaman. Rebuke Haman. Amen. Rebuke uHamani bazalwane. Let God use you to intercede wherever you are. Because of the word of God. Elphumile ukuthi we understand. Lithi Bible, if you are if my people who are called by my name, they humble themselves and pray, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. UNkulunkulu angayisindisa ifamily yakho. UNkulunkulu angabasindisa abantu emsebenzini. UNkulunkulu angabasindisa abantu wherever you are. Your neighbors, they can be saved. If you can only come out. Say, come out. Take your sword. Take your sword from this man, Uhegai. Take your sword from the Holy Spirit. Hear the word of God at all times. Allow God to speak. Allow God to speak. Just to hear God speaking. Pray until you hear God speaking. Hallelujah. Read until you hear God speaking. Read that word until you hear God speaking. Read those books until you hear God speaking. Read until you hear. Hallelujah. Listen to our sermons until you hear. Hallelujah. Hear the word of God. Take your sword. Do not lose your sword so that you cannot be destroyed. Do not lose your sword so that nakpelunyaga you can testify that surely the Lord was with me and surely I was building. So that we can see, bazalwane egcine. And when you are building, sometimes akubonakali kahle. Lento ibuildayo ayibonakali kahle, but na ithatha shape. Abantu bayasondela bafuna ukubona ukuthi what's happening. And may people see the glory of God through your marriage. And may God see the glory of God through your life. May God see the glory of God emsebenzini. May God see the glory of God esikolweni. That business won't die. Continue to build. Continue to build because leyo business angeke izife. The Lord is with you. Ungasabi, the Lord is with you. Yekela konke ofuna ukuyekela because the Lord is with you. Asakhonza amadlozi, ungasabi, it's possible with God. You can leave. Unga consulti any muntu oshonile bazalwane because God is on our side. God is our intercessor. You don't need anyone of feel to pray for you because Jesus is praying for us. Nakunzima, bow down, cry. Hlale kamereni lakho and say, God, imi lo. I want to hear from you. Kule situation enguyo, God, I want to hear from you. God, I want to hear from you. Do whatever that you have to do, bazalwane. Attend each and every service in this house until you hear God. Look for companies or kutaza until you hear God. Fight, build, hallelujah. Fight, build, Barcelona. For the Lord is on your side. You will make it. You will make it. Fight the good fight of faith. Do not give up, Barcelona. Do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. Yes, abantu bazokutshela ezinye izinto. I even told someone, angeke ngimusho ukuthi ubani. What you know what? Ngisakhula. What you know, sir, will never drive. A car will never. You can have money, umthumele driving school, angeke. Angazi wena batheni, mhlawumbe wena bathenga ngeke ushade. Mhlawumbe bathe wena ngeke uze ube nebusiness. Mhlawumbe bathe wena ngeke uze ube nemoto. Mhlawumbe wena bathenga ngeke ube nendlu enhle. But let me tell you, take your sword. UNkulunkulu utheni kuwe. Stand, bazalwane. Hallelujah. And release that sword. You have that sword. I want you to use that sword. Whenever you pray, I want you to use that sword. When you feel discouraged, I want you to use that sword. And say, God, you have said that I must rejoice. And I will rejoice no matter what comes on my way. I will rejoice and I know that you will give me strength, Lord. Use that sword. Use that sword. Use that sword and declare. Oh, yes, God, you have spoken that this is the harvest time, and I will harvest. This is harvest, and I will harvest. I will harvest, and I will harvest. And God, I know you are better, but you are remembering my seeds. Use that sword in this season. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Kalu kale kunkulunkulu. But use that sword. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Gene kameren lelako and say, I can do all things through Christ who can strengthen me. Abantu bakhuluma ukuthi angeke. Say, there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible. All things are possible with God. Say, I am great. IBhayibheli lisho njalo. Say, I am the head. Use the sword, mntana sekhaya. Build, use the sword. Build, 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 build. Hallelujah, can we stand? Use the sword. Use the sword. Sometimes we receive prophecies, bazalwane. Declare those prophecies over your life. Little Bible, we shall decree and a thing shall be established. Use the sword, fight. Fight the good fight of faith. It is possible with God. There shall be a way for you. There will be a way for you. God will use you. I don't care if awufundanga. I don't care ukuthi ukhule kanjani. I don't care ukuthi wenzeni. Your past will never hinder you. Declare the word of God. Use the sword. Keep the sword. Don't lose the sword. Keep the sword. Do God's commandments and watch God manifesting himself for you. Watch God blessing you. For the Lord is on your side. Hallelujah. Can we use the sword right now? Re karalabra kashia karalabra kashiantaralabra shante.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.